Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of TechMeToo.eu. Our guest today is Pietro Polsinelli. He's one of the guys behind Licorice, a bookmark manager / to-do. It's a very feature-rich application. So I would strongly suggest for this show that you have Licorice open in front of you, if you can, if you're in front of your computer, and try it as we speak, because there are many things happening. And also the design is very important. It's very well designed. You'll also hear that at the end of the show, we don't say goodbye to each other. That's because I just pressed the stop button a bit too early, but we did that offline, so everything's fine. I hope you'll enjoy this show. Let me know what you think about it. Let us know what you think about Licorice. It starts now. So, well, today, Pietro, great news. Licorice, the product you've been working on for some time now, is out, beta mode.
Yeah.
First of all, what is Licorice? And then we're going to go deeper and understand what it is in the details. But what's the big picture?
Well, Licorice is first of all, a simple bookmark manager. And so has the basic feature, which today you expect from bookmark managers, that is, it has plugin and browser extensions so that you can, while you are working on something, you find a link or you find a website which is interesting, but you don't want to get distracted, lose your focus just in that moment. So you want to sort of bookmark it and see it later. And this should be something immediately and doesn't make you waste focus, just like Instapaper and similar products do. So you see, usually when people think of bookmarking and social bookmarking, is the focus is on sharing bookmarks. So I have a list of bookmarks and I can give it to somebody else or even just publish it on the web. You see, but this flat lists actually often make sense for only very specific examples, but not in general. So like, for example, I'm collecting links because I'm thinking of a new software game I'm designing and I'm collecting links about, I don't know, Dublin.
Yeah.
That's because my game is set in Dublin. So you look, I mean, exposing these links as something supporting game design doesn't make sense in general. It makes sense for me. So considering that bookmarking has something which is not very non-social, is specific to the moment and context where bookmarking gets done. And most often you're bookmarking because there's an idea or a wider project into which you're bookmarking and searching and tweeting links and more and taking pictures with your iPhone and so on and so on. All this may be part of collecting information for something that makes sense to you and maybe makes sense for a restricted group of people or team. So this is the idea of Licorice. So start with a simple bookmark manager, but give people the possibility of doing more with bookmarking.
Well, it's a bookmark manager on steroid then, because so I've been using it for a couple of weeks maybe, and it's true that I mainly use it to bookmark, but you have many other features, like for instance you have to-do list or hour tracking. So how do you integrate all of that?
Yes, our idea there is to have a minimalistic approach. So we are striving and fighting with the UI design so that one can have the feeling and the ease of use of a simple bookmark list, maybe empowered with your to-dos and things like this, and without losing this feeling, this easiness of just scrolling down. And of course, there must be a user interface which is highly reactive and substantially the page never moves. Okay, just it's only a few data that is floating, but the fact this interface is entirely made in JavaScript. So that we not only use Ajax, actually we rarely, if ever, even use that, because we use JavaScript templating and status of the DOM. So in this way you should somehow have this feeling of what is a plain list of links as seen from the UI point of view. But the power of what you actually can do when you like for example do and add new strips, then you should have a full power there without making the interface too complex. And so I should be able to deal and to handle in such lists not only bookmarks but all sorts of sources of informations, and also self-created sources of information like ideas, to do milestones, and all this.
Budget, I see, also updates. So yeah, that's great. You know, one thing that is working well, it's always the same. You have also badges whenever you do certain actions, and it works, you know. I'm a big fan of badges, so whenever this happens, you know, I hate myself for that because I fall for it every time, but I really try to get those. I guess I get competitive, I don't know. But yeah, it's a good idea, I like it. It's a small mechanism, but I find it efficient because whenever I'm lazy and I think, maybe I'll bookmark it later, I think, come on, still a point, up, and I do bookmark it.
Well, actually, I'm reading an extraordinary book. Of course, this is the chance that all these game mechanics has been inserted in the software. And if you have time, a really beautiful, beautiful book by Schnell. He's a professor at MIT. It's called The Art of Game Design. And he defines the concepts regarding this kind of mechanism. But it's not only the badges and scores and winning them, which we're actually refining and all the time, but something which I'm trying to be sensitive in designing Licorice is the overall pleasure, that there must be some reward in your effort, not only in scores, but in how the sort of the interface interacts with you. So the use of little icons, and like here we have the gravatar icon and the type together, and when you're filtering by team, you sort of see very clearly the people who are working there with all their pictures. And so it's the overall experience in using the software is, we're doing some research there to make it as much as a pleasure as possible. Of course, it's work. The bottom line is that it's work, so it's not just pleasure. It's you're doing something which
but
has
you can
a meaning
add,
by itself.
Yeah, you can add a bit of fun element into the work stream. So you have obviously also Twitter integration and coming calendar integration, Google Calendar and iCal, if I'm correct. So this is also very good. I think definitely the Google Calendar integration is something that I think is going to be really good for this product.
Well, yes, the idea is that, you see, in this product, this is an ambiguity between two orderings, so to say. Mm-hmm. One is a chronological ordering. So it's a sort of timeline of your activity. Okay, and all your bookmarks. Your bookmarks in time also give you an idea of what you have been doing, what you have been thinking. So it's a way of remembering what you have been thinking and doing, not losing stuff. And the other one is when you go and you select a certain kind of project or idea or collection, say, and then you can sort things, and there's also other people contributions. So we want to make it easy to switch from chronology to projects and back. And chronology, an important part of today's chronology is surely not just bookmarking, even like you're tweeting, you're updating status updates, you're linking with somebody else in LinkedIn, and also using all your mobile devices. And so if you want to have an idea what you have been doing, and track what you're doing, instead of forcing people to use Licorice all the time, what we're doing now is talking as much as possible with systems like Evernote, so that which means iPhone and other and many other mobile platforms, and also of course Twitter and more, in such a way that your timeline will self-fill and you will be able also to move like a simple Twitter status update which may have a link which may be very important for you inside a project, and share it with other people, and then transform it maybe in a list of things to be done and things like this.
But eventually you could become your own Evernote, or is that not the goal?
No, our goal is we're in fact working together with the Evernote guys. We are because Evernote approach is a bit is very different. They're focused on the multimedia part, on how to collect things, how to bridge things from like how to get an audio file on your mobile, or how when you have an image to get the text inside of the image. In fact, Evernote has a new trunk program for developing applications on top of it, which is great. And so, for example, if you have an iPhone, you take a picture of some paper in the office. You will directly have in Licorice, without any effort on your part, the text of the picture which you've taken with Evernote with your iPhone directly in your timeline without any effort, and things like this. So it's almost magic. So our idea is at least in this case to work together with them. Evernote has 4 million users.
Yeah, no, they're a huge success, and what I don't use them for some reason. I have them installed on my Android phone, and but I struggle to think about using it whenever I think it's something is for me is missing still in the way. Maybe I'm not used to it, but maybe I do things differently. I don't know, but so
Well,
they're
I
very
actually
good.
don't like their web interface. I don't like their web interface much. That's why I'm just using them for the input part.
So the question now, I guess, is you have a freemium approach. It's Licorice is going to be free for most users, and power users will pay a small fee. I mean, it's a few dollars a month, right?
Yeah.
This is a difficult model, right?
Yeah, but so actually, the I think at least my idea is that most of the users will use the premium version. It's not like Evernote that they have less than 5% of the user use the premium version. In our case, because Licorice seems at first a light tool, but it's actually a very serious tool. It's not a tool for it's not like a delicious, in fact, at all. I mean, it's a tool for doing serious work, and it's mainly oriented for groups. It's something you use in groups, and only the premium version actually is for groups. So if you use it personally, just like a substitute for delicious, because I don't know, because it makes nice thumbnails of the websites instead of just saving the link, then it's free. But as soon as you're using it for some serious stuff, you will have to go premium.
Okay, and that's your main market, so you don't really care about giving it for free to individuals. And okay, that makes a lot of sense actually. So the main feature you have to pay for it, which is collaboration, and if you want to just have a look at the interface and understand, okay, it makes sense because it's interesting. I hear many people discussing the freemium model. It's one of the everlasting discussion. And so it's interesting to see what you chose and the angle you decided to go with. So far it's true that I've used it mostly for myself, but then I don't have a group yet I can use it with. So that would be interesting whenever I have people using it too and try to see how we interact.
Yeah, in fact, there is built in Licorice a particular many-to-many model. So, it's because we are not exactly newcomers to the work management field. We have a very serious and also mildly successful, at least with large corporations, project management application. So, and we've seen also even our solution fails in many contexts. And mainly it's in context where people are working together only temporarily and with very mobile structures and teams. So we started Licorice with a very different approach. So once you're a Licorice user, even if you have been invited by somebody else, you're completely independent in a way. So it's not that you're inside Licorice as a, just as an ever a just sorry, you're not ever just a member of somebody else's team. You're always sort of acting as a free player in Icarus, and also as a member of somebody else's team. So we hope that this can be can make it flexible for people.
And what are the next steps now? So you have the product, it's working well. I mean, I didn't encounter any bugs. I'm sure there might be still a few hanging
Oh,
around,
yes.
but that's how it goes, right? No problem with that. It's still beta, so I guess everybody would understand, but it's really at the stage where it's ready for prime time. How are you going to market it? How are you going to raise awareness about your product in a very crowded space?
Well, first of all, my idea is not to go in the crowded space. In the sense, I'm not gonna promote Licorice as a to-do manager. In fact, we almost hid it from the homepage. Okay, for example. So, and the fact that the information comes from many different sources is also an opportunity for marketing. Just an example, Licorice has been one of the first applications to have Mac Chrome. Mac Safari extension. Okay, not just a JavaScript plugin, but a real extension.
Which is really good on Chrome, I have to say. It's very handy. Just a little button on the upper right side of my browser, and whenever I want to bookmark something, I click on it. A nice snapshot. It's very well integrated.
So in the case of Safari, we did the same thing, and we are on the homepage of the Safari extensions, and that is giving us a lot of visibility. Now, of course, that doesn't solve the marketing problem, but it's just an example of how taking a slightly different roads may help. So another for so different idea. Different idea is, for example, that you will have we have a weekly review. Okay, Licorice. So you can present Licorice as a tool that can help you doing weekly reviews, which is something many people are specifically interested. Another thing that we're building in our iPhone and Android clients, we're building a Pomodoro-like timer. So people interested in Pomodoro can come through Licorice too. It's a completely different approach. So what we do, you will have your Android phone, in your case, you will start the Pomodoro timer. And as soon as
So,
it's done, you will have your little work log done in your Licorice
can you
profile.
explain me again what's Pomodoro?
Pomodoro is a technique inspired by physical timers, which often in Italy, at least, they have the shape of a tomato. And Pomodoro means tomato. And so the idea is that in order to keep focus. Cirillo, who's a Napolitan inventor of these techniques, he was studying university and was getting distracted all the time. So he started saying, "Okay, now I'll turn on this timer, and nobody and nothing on earth is going to interrupt me for these 25 minutes, and I'm gonna study, do my exercises, and get to the end of it." And this worked, and this actually works. And I've actually seen Cirillo live explaining this, and he did a lot of interesting psychological studies about our capacity of time of attention in time, which is about around 20 minutes. I had read it for independent studies long time ago. Anyway, and he sort of put this into turned this into a very simple methodology. You can actually download the Pomodoro paper from his website for free, and it's very well explained, very simple. And so my idea was to bring a simple timer on your mobile device, so that not only you get the timing, but also you get the record recorded inside Licorice, and that would be another thing in your timeline. So see, in this way, we're trying to make it almost free to have a history of your research and your ideas, minimizing the effort.
Oh, would you be able to use that as a time tracking device? Like you start on your mobile, say, okay, now I'm doing something, I'm writing specs. And then when you push again, it stops and it goes through to Licorice saying, okay, you spent 2 hours writing specs. And that would be a really cool way of tracking time without having, even if you're out or something.
Yes, but the only problem there is that you're violating some laws of the Pomodoro technique.
Oh,
So,
okay. Which is not good, I guess.
oh well, actually, so our teamwork application has exactly what you're saying. Okay, has
Okay.
timers. You just start the timer. When you finish, you stop the timer, and you're done. Of course, we put some hidden option where you can alter the timing so that you can fit different needs. Of course, not everybody wants or needs to work following Pomodoros. I don't, for example.
Are you don't? Okay.
No, I don't, but I have friends that do, and it's very interesting. And one just thing I want to tell you, the things that we're doing, is that we are not have released it yet, but it's about to come out, and it's the fact. So one of the advantages of using like Delicious for bookmarking is the fact that you can actually very easy expose a URL, a very simple URL where you're exposing all the links collected for a certain tag. Okay? And we wanted, as we are sort of trying to go beyond Delicious in our not very humble effort.
Oh, you'll crush them.
So our idea is also to do that, but better. Try to do it better. So, wouldn't it be nice if instead of having exposing a plain list of links, as these links and to-dos and so on are actually rich content, what today is called rich content, why don't we expose them as a magazine? Okay. Like if you use Flipboard. Or if you heard about Flipboard, it's exactly what they did for Twitter. They had this really beautiful idea. So if you filter by a certain project, you will see in a paper-friendly sort of environment, and you can do a presentation. So you collect all your ideas and all you're doing on a certain topic, and this way you have a very flat, simple layout, and you can sort of go through and present what you're talking about in a specific view, which is not a view where you could where you can have social interaction, like retweet this, share this link, and so on. But it's a different way from this operational view, which is the view you have here in this list where you have all the filters and so on.
Ah, okay. Okay, so
Okay.
well, they still have ideas so to develop it further, which makes sense. I mean, it's probably a never-ending project, or but you really try to keep it simple. So I guess you won't add either too many features. What are you going to do? What's your approach regarding people asking you for new features? Do you have that very strict 37 signals like approaching? No way. I mean, unless everybody really demands it, we're not going to add, or are you very open and flexible?
We are very, very far from the first signals approach in the sense that we don't think that software which does very little is useful. So I really agree with Spolsky observations, and I think he did a great point about this. So our software is rich, is happily rich of features. Okay. And we are very happy about that, and we want to build as many features as we can, but it's not rich of buttons, which is a different thing. Okay, so the fact that the software is rich in functionality, like Licorice already is, does not mean that you have to have a cluttered user interface.
It's
So
true. It
that
looks very clean. There's
yeah, that's an intentional effort. In fact, every time we managed to remove a checkbox, remove an option, and we managed to do so, it's a really a great joy for us. And so that is our line. So if to people asking for needs, we're carefully listening, and we have the experience of real workplaces, and we know that a simple text area can't fit people working. You need more from software to make it useful. But we are also sensitive to strict UI requirements of not having a cluttered interface. So the balance between the two is hard, but we have quite, I think we have good designers. And so we're trying.
How many people are working on Licorice right now?
Well, full-time we're only two people, but we have the team is 8 or 9 people altogether. And some of them are working half-time, some 25%, some 75%. We have focused mostly on Licorice, of course, in this last few weeks.
Mm.
And so it's hard to say.
Cool.
But it's a small team.
Yeah, well, you don't need to be a lot. Obviously, it's already the same. You need some specific knowledge at a required time, and then you can keep going with a couple of people, and then you need maybe, again, user experience or, you know, something that is very specific. I like one of the group you set up, and which I think should get more and more links, is it's called 100 Tests Before Going Online with a Website. And
yes,
that's
is
a
cool
list, yeah.
It's actually linked to a marketing initiative I want to do, because that will be a free online page where anybody can go there, and I will list all the contributors, including you. And so it will be, of course, an online page where this list will be published, but then there will be a button, and if you click the button and put your name there, you will find yourself inside Licorice with a project called 100 Tests Before Going Online with a Website, with 100 to-do to be clicked.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's a custom way of entering Licorice, preset for doing just this.
That's a nice way. It's very good. And you could imagine doing that for so many other, you know, obviously, we're thinking always about websites, but I'm sure many people would love to have this option for the stuff. I don't know, when you're organizing a party or, you know, even if people have the option to do it, I think it would be, that alone would be a very nice way to bring people to a site. I think it's a great approach. And I'm curious to see what other links are going to go on the test to do before going live, because it's endless, and I think 100, yeah, it's a fair number.
yes. In fact, yes, you're right. Yeah, our idea, this is just one example, but we'll start from this one, and then we can actually have more. We're already thinking about another one similar, but for design instead of tests.
Okay, well, I think this is a good introduction to Licorice, the next delicious but much better. So forget about delicious. Nobody uses it anymore anyway. So they were waiting for the next big thing, and I'm very happy that we have the chance to discuss it, you know, right now when it's just out of beta. So that feels good. And I'll be very, very curious to see how you're going to go through the next stages now. And that will be itself very interesting.
Well, it's been really great to have your questions, and extremely stimulating.
Yeah, and so definitely we'll keep talking about several topics. We used to try to have a kind of a monthly meeting, it's a difficult schedule to maintain, but we try to get back in that schedule.
Yes, in fact, I have now out of the Licorice team, but I have a long list of pending interviews on Devino, and I haven't left it. I just had to focus on releasing the beta now. Now I have a little more time, and so I'll restart interviewing, and I also hope to hear you on the specific European startups team. Oh. Yeah, great talking to you too. And well, I really hope to go to Dublin, so maybe I can meet you in person also.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great, yeah.